What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So for those of you who live in Las Vegas, and maybe for those of you that want an excuse to come visit Las Vegas, mark your calendars for October 26th at the fabulous Grape Street Cafe in downtown Summerlin. We are hosting the 6th annual Night of the Witches. Yes, there is a costume contest, great networking. Every single person that comes to this event is at least wearing a witch hat. Fellas are invited. We actually are welcoming wizards, warlocks, and witches. So whichever you identify with for the Halloween season, please feel free to check in to nightofthewitches.com or mark your calendars for October 26, 2022 at Grape Street Cafe in downtown Summerlin. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have someone here for the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Andy. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Andy. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Life is good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question today?
Quick question about, I have about 4 or 5 different business ideas, but currently just kind of taking some time off to sort of breathe after, you know, dissertations and things like that. Any hints as to what to do when I grow up? I've got so many ideas.
So the one that looks to be the most engaged and profitable for you has something to do with controlling your emotions.
Whatever of
your fabulous business ideas that have to do with controlling your emotions, that is the one that's going to be the most compelling, the most popular. And what it's saying here is that there's this reason for joy coming to you within the next 3 weeks or 3 months, or connected with the third of the month, which of course would be next Saturday, right? But what it's saying here is that you have this amazing ability to take your own happiness seriously right now, and that it's not about you being selfish. It's not about you being greedy. It just literally means that it's time for you to make you a priority, all right? So what this says here is that not only do you have the ability to see the true nature of the people around you, there's this almost automatic intuitive or psychological ability that you have that within a few moments after you meet someone, you kind of know what they're about. Now, what's also interesting about your cards is, remember, I keep getting that the more you keep your emotions in check, the more power that you will have. So what that means is that you learn to not take anything personally. So, for example, my favorite book to recommend to people is The Four Agreements. Now, they wrote a fifth one probably because they wanted more money or whatever. But the Four Agreements, that book all by itself is incredibly powerful. Well, one of the Four Agreements is take nothing personally. And I almost wonder if you end up going into that vibration, and when you go into that vibration, everything starts to shift for you.
Wow. That's great.
And this
yes.
makes yeah, this makes more sense to you than it does to me, but it's saying that your power direction is about controlling emotions, and that it may be that you write or come up with a program that allows people to redirect their tough emotions into something positive.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
oh,
you
yeah.
know, unfortunately, we're in this vibe right now where people just, a lot of people, it seems lately I see a lot of people not playing fair, okay?
Mm-hmm,
just
right.
FYI, I was at the airport last night, and we were all patiently waiting in line, and they had two lanes. But we'd been waiting for some time. Well, this other couple comes up and decides to step ahead of us. And I went, oh, no, we've been here before you. And this woman turned into an absolute B word about it. Do you see what I mean? It's
yeah.
And I remember, yeah. and last night, I remember getting upset, which is not like me. But it all boils down to probably the biggest reason I think people get upset is when something unfair happens. And so
yes.
if you were to actually direct something where you actually addressed unfairness
mm-hmm.
as part
okay.
of the emotional control, it could be a film that you do. What I'm getting here is that there's this huge creative flow that's coming to you in the next 3 weeks. So, Andy, I hope that helps.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Mona. Appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Andy. Nice talking with you.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Sarah. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sarah. I'm doing good. Hey, what's your question today?
Well, you know, it kind of dovetails into the first caller. And by the way, I love your show, and I think you're just an amazing human. So I just want to say that.
Oh, thank you.
I've been struggling at work, as I'm sure everyone has in the current economy and the state of the world. And I have been, you know, working very hard and working my plan. And I continue to do things, I think, from a good place and a pure heart. And, you know, I've had probably more than my fair share, in my opinion, of struggles. And my question is, what's the most important thing I need to know right now?
Connected to your career.
Connected to my career.
Okay, so here, right smack, now this is a really funny card for you to get. Right smack in the middle of your reading is a card of law, right smack in the middle. Next to that card is a not worry about money connected with that issue. What's so funny is that in the month of August, as unfair as it may have been for you in August, what it's saying is that there's something that happens in the next 2 months that is a personal breakthrough for you. So this card that represents law also represents karma. It is in this amazing position for you where karma or the universe is about to reward you for all the hard work. Now, sometimes this card comes up when again, there's the card of money prior to this card. So sometimes there's a feeling of almost a nervous breakdown connected to money when that card comes up. So the subject before this personal breakthrough is usually the card that precedes this amazing karmic card. So there's been this incredible worry about money, all right? Now, what it says on the point of a breakdown or frustration is a breakthrough. So one of two things is going to happen for you by the end of November. Either you get a kick-ass huge client that validates all the hard work you've been doing, right? Either that happens, or you end up coming up with an idea that allows you to make the kind of money that you deserve. The secret to all this is, what do you love about your work? Is it the meeting the new people? Is it the friendships that are developed because of the people that you interact with? It's time to identify what it is you love about the work, because that's going into a brand new beginning. Now, I'm going to tell, and I actually want you to look up these cards in traditional tarot, because when you look up these cards, you're going to go, oh my God. So the card that's the money card that's preceding this breakthrough or karmic reward card literally talks about inheritance, legacy, money coming towards you. When you treat money more like a flow, then treat it like it's like there's bad feelings connected with it. But the first card in this five-card spread that I did for you is loving the work. Then there's this card of addressing why you are so emotionally attached to the idea of a certain amount in your bank account, right, or whatever the money is. It's almost like I'm asking you to surround the issue of money in love and energy and just let it go to the universe, because the next card is this personal breakthrough card. Then you have the card called the Ace of Wands in traditional tarot. Now, the Ace of Wands can mean a new beginning, but it may not be at where you are right now. It might be someplace else. But the epiphany or the reason for you to either stay or go from what you're doing now is going to happen by the end of November. But the conclusion card of this reading is a card called the Magician. I'm going to tell you the traditional cards. The last card's called the Magician. The first card is the Eight of Wands. So write that down, okay? Eight of Wands. The next card is called the Four of Pentacles in traditional tarot, right? So the next card's called Justice in traditional tarot. In my deck, it's called Breakthrough and basically Karmic Reward. Then the next card is Ace of Wands, and the last card is the Magician. Now, the Magician card literally says you have all the tools you need in order to have what you want, but it may be that you have to look in a slightly different direction or connect in a slightly different way to make that happen. But I'm telling you, it's saying that the effort will be worth it. You're welcome.
I appreciate that. I've made the notes. I'll look that up. Thank you.
So, yes, you're going to look up those five cards, and in that order, because the Eight of Wands in traditional tarot means arrows of love and loving your job. The next card is all about weird conflict connected with money. Sometimes it's a legacy or inheritance that you're betrayed from. Now, you're working really hard. Then the Breakthrough card, or the Justice card, Ace of Wands, and Magician card. These are fabulous cards. So if you were to ask me, should I stay on the same path, I would say yes.
That was going to be my final question. So as always, you are intuitively brilliant. Thank you so very much.
All right,
for
my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Well, I'm gonna take a chance here because this person has blocked their number. Hello, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sue. I didn't block my number. It's just Skype.
Oh, fabulous. All right, Sue, what's your question today?
I've got a question. I'm sort of at a bit of a stuck period. I'm not feeling very well, and I haven't been feeling very well for a while. I'm very tired. You know, doing a little bit of the HRT thing. And I'm wondering if you can pick up something that can help me to move forward, because I feel like I'm really stuck at the moment.
Okay, so I'm going to go to something super inexpensive and basic for you to do, all right? I wrote a ritual called 9-Day Energy Reset, okay? It's going to cost you $5 to download it on your mobile device. It's $5. It's not very expensive. The materials to do it maybe cost you another $5, $7, right? But it's a ritual, because what it's saying is that your own intuition here has been nudging you to go in a brand new direction. And so the exhaustion, the stress that you're under right now is basically about releasing what you have no control over, all right? But you have very, very powerful cards in this reading, Sue. The first one talks about your own intuitive ability, all right? The next one is the stress about you not having the energy that you're used to, all right? The next card literally talks about all of the things that you can bring to the table to go to the next card, which is called the Rebel. Now, by the way, I call this card the Rebel card. I call this Donald Trump on a good day, all right? Think of Donald Trump on a Celebrity Apprentice. Quirky, but we still kind of like thought he was kind of fun, all right? The thing is that you're about to go into your own rebel phase where you're going to do your path. You're not going to break any laws. You're not going to do anything unethical or not karmically aligned. But what you are going to do is you're going to look at the things that are actually exhausting you because you're not supposed to be doing those things anymore. So do I see that there is this feeling in the next, say, 4 weeks that you start feeling more vibrant and more energetic? Yes. But it all boils down to there's something you don't have any control over and you're stressing about that needs to be released. Because as soon as you decide to release this, Sue, everything starts to shift for you.
Well, I just don't know what that is at the moment.
Well, and that's part of the reason why I'm asking you to invest a few dollars in yourself with the 9-day energy reset. Because it will reveal itself to you if you let it. And it's saying
okay.
That, yeah, seriously, you have your own, you have three very powerful cards here. You have, if you look up in traditional tarot, you have Temperance, you have the Rebel, and you have Hanged Man. Sorry, my cards are a different representation of what, but those three cards, because the Hanged Man is from a place of pain comes enlightenment. From a uncomfortable place comes enlightenment. The Temperance card is the card of your own intuitive ability. And the Emperor card, which is the Rebel card in traditional tarot, it's the Emperor. In my deck, it's called the Rebel. Literally means someone who has taken control of this world by mastering themselves first. So I'm going to suggest you invest a small amount of money to see if this works for you. And by the way, the best day to start the ritual is on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. So September 1st happens to be Thursday. So just saying. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
thanks for finding the program. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to the 614 area code. Hello, 614, who's this? Hello, area code 614, who's this? Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Oh, well, crap, I lost. You got to, be right on the spot here when I get to your call, so just letting you know. I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, I got in contact with a gentleman from my past. You know my life is changing a lot right now. I'm supposed to move into Florida in, a month
right.
with my mom and everything. So, anyway, his birthday is basically the same day as someone else from my past. But, anyways, he and I were involved in the past years ago, and he was a gentleman to me, and I never forgot him. So, me and him have talked on and on a little bit here and there. I'm wondering if you see any kind of future between he and I, even though I know my life is changing.
Is he a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo?
He is a Scorpio. I think Taurus is what his Mercury is.
Okay. There's a Earth sign man here, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. That's a better match for you than Mr. Scorpio. Mr. Scorpio is a lot of work, and I don't like the whole feeling of you being kind of gaslighted with Mr. Scorpio. It feels mm-hmm. like Mr. Scorpio was what's in it for him and not what's in it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he may have been a gentleman, even though he may have been, you know, all that, what it's saying here is that he may not be the one. Now, I wouldn't mind if you had a friendship with him, but I wouldn't let it go romantic.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go intimate with this. Because Spirit is telling me to tell you that the fella that's coming towards you that you deserve, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, dark hair, dark eyes, somebody that's on a very strong career path, and has his crap together. No babies he's dropped off with other baby mamas, no ex-wife that's a whack job, a family that's pretty nice. Everything about this guy is worth the wait. And I think it happens after you move.
Oh, okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, let's see if I can get 614 back on the air. Hello, 614. Who's this?
Hello, this is Filson from Ohio.
Hi, Filson. What's your question?
I would like to know what's coming up for me in love.
All right, let's see what Spirit wants to tell you about your love life. Hold on. So it seems as though you attract very high-maintenance, unfocused people, all right? So here you, it's almost like you act as a grounding wire for people around you. It's as though you are, you're the adult in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you keep attracting people that are not focused and don't have the same idea of what life should be. There's also an old relationship that needs to be healed and let go of. So, you know, and by the way, if you decided to download 9-Day Energy Reset off Amazon, you would probably start drawing the right kind of people to you within those 9 days. And it might be worth it for you to do this because what it's saying in your cards is that there's this deep letting go of the past as the first card in your reading, and that there may be somebody from the past that you're carrying a torch for that didn't treat you very well. Do you recognize that person?
Yeah. And it's interesting Okay. You said that combination of high maintenance and also like all over the place. That's like a weird combination.
Yeah, was that your last love?
Yes.
Okay. Because and was this person also a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra?
No, but they had it in their chart in certain places.
Okay. All right. So sometimes if their moon or rising is in one of those signs, it's funny because let's say the person was an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, but they had air in their moon or rising, it would make them very security motivated, but not very focused about how to get there. So, in other words, they don't like change, but they are very changeable emotionally. Do you see what I mean? So, here's the other thing, is that I actually think you dodged a bullet with that last relationship, because what it says here is that so unhealthy for you. Because here you are trying to create your own amazing future. And by the way, you're coming up here as a new, and I'm kind of throwing another issue at you real quick. It says that use your career or your job or what you love first. That love finds you if you do what you love work-wise. So what do you do for work now?
I work as a pharmacy technician. I don't really like it, but I want to go back to school and be like a massage therapist. I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Well, if you're going to, that's fine. But if I were to tell you to go in a direction, I would tell you to do short films of things that are important to you. Short films about first dates. Short films about red flags in first dates. Short films about aligning with karma or coincidence. Because that's what I keep picking up for you, is that there's this huge creative energy and some old tapes that you need to erase, that it feels like the more creative you can go in, great. Now, if you did decide to do massage therapy, then I would come up with some of the other modalities that would make your technique unique to you. Do you see what I mean? You would, in other words, instead of getting hired at Massage Envy for $45 an hour, I would go immediately independently where you actually, all your massages were at least 90 minutes, but you did this whole same ritual or routine with the person. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, like Reiki or something.
Well, it could be Reiki, but it could also be that if somebody is... If you visit someone and you know they're lonesome and they don't have a partner, then you may finish the last, say, between an hour and 15 minutes of the massage just using rose quartz spheres on their back. Rose quartz is the element of love.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? So in other words, you may create this unique way of doing what you do and that everything starts to shift for you as a result of it. Right, Felton, thanks for the call today. Nice talking with
you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.